leader.
Order, order.
Wednesday in the House, but with MPs in the debating chamber in the morning and not at night, the result of a cross-party agreement to postpone the scheduled debate on members' bills for a week. Most of the morning was spent on debating the detail in the government's big tax bill for the year, setting taxation rates for this financial year, as well as tax credits for losses incurred in research and development. That was interrupted by the lunch break, with MPs returning to the chamber at 2 for question time, in which concerns about the unemployment rate were raised by both Labor and the Greens parties. Their questions, including this one from Greens co-leader James Shaw.
To the Prime Minister, is it acceptable to him and his government that the number of unemployed people in New Zealand has increased by 11,000 this quarter, or more than the entire population of Gore?
The Honourable Prime, the Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, it's not a surprise that the employment market's a bit softer, because in the first half of this year, national income dropped by billions of dollars when the dairy prices dropped, and also the Christchurch rebuild has flattened out. That has led to an economy that's softer than people expected. That's been showing up in all the other economic numbers, and now it's showing up in the employment numbers. However, we're confident that the economy's on track to 2 to 3% growth over the next 12 to 18 months.
Question time was followed, as is usual on Wednesdays, by the general debate, led off by Health Minister Jonathan Coleman, with a preview of Labor's annual conference.
So, Mr Speaker, if anyone is at a really loose end this weekend, pull on your vintage EPMU T-shirt, get to Palmerston North, and party with Grant and Jacinda like it's 1991. Kia ora.
Health Minister Jonathan Coleman, while former Labor leader David Cunliffe devoted some of his 5 minutes to media commentary.
Sir, it's a standing joke that primetime TV is a choice between right, Paul Henry, national candidate, and writer, the irreplaceable Mike Hosking. Irreplaceable, because he pops up just about everywhere. If you don't believe me, just ask John Campbell, Carol Hirschfeld, Julian Wilcox, Brian Rudman, John Drennan, and so on and so forth. Contrary independent voices that have been removed from primetime TV and newspapers and taken refuge in the ark, Radio New Zealand. Well, I wonder what's going to happen to Radio New Zealand, given that New Zealand On Air is controlled by the Prime Minister's electorate secretary. Is they going to stop funding that broadcaster that's run by a former National Prime Minister's chief media advisor? Tell me they're not screwing the scrum, ladies and gentlemen.
Labor's David Cunliffe now from the debating chamber to the committee rooms with Rhys Lyon.
A bill that implements a settlement between the Crown and community-based care and support employees to provide for additional payment for those care workers who travel between clients was up for submissions before the Health Committee, with the first submission coming from Federation of Business and Professional Women Vice President Helen Swales, who welcomed the bill, but with some qualification.
Whilst we acknowledge the working parties that have been active in negotiating the terms of this bill and bringing it to Parliament, we challenge the government to move faster for the right of pay equity for care workers. The skill, the experience and the responsibility of care workers is not being recognised or valued, and this puts pressure on the sustainability of quality care for our elderly and disabled, the most vulnerable in our communities.
Ms Swales suggested care employees were not on an even footing with workers in other trades.
As I am sure we are all too well aware of the breakdown of any of those in the trade professions, when you look at the breakdown of their bill after they have serviced our washing machine, disc dryer or any general maintenance work, there is a travel component in it, and one that reflects much more than the minimum wage we're offering the home and community workers.
Helen Swales called for better policies for the community-based care sector.
It is time to significantly improve pay for our care workers by looking at the entire funding for this sector. So BPW urges the government to follow on from the successful bill and the arrangements reached for the work for true equal pay for where skills, experience and responsibility are valued.
Federation of Business and Professional Women Vice President Helen Swales making a submission on the Home and Community Support Payment for Travel Between Clients Settlement Bill.
That report from Riechlein. Back in the chamber, the government saw its big anti-corruption bill through its third and final reading before the House heard a maiden speech from the new Greens MP, Marama Davidson, who replaces Russell Norman. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.